Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, I'm Tanny Howe. I'm your MLA for Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. And I just feel so blessed to be here on the morning show again. So thank you guys so much.
No worries. Thanks for the toques. Tanner got one. I have one. We are definitely going to rep these. They're very cool. So thank you very much for the gift today.
So you bet. Boldness.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So what's new and exciting for you this summer, man? What have you been up to?
Oh, well, I don't mean to be a downer, but a lot of the things I've been hearing are kind of depressing. So...
Well, let's hear about them.
In my job,
positive light on them, maybe.
In my job, most people just come to complain. You rarely do get good stuff, and we also try to push some things forward.
Yeah.
And in the end, I've just been really exposed to the world of everything from nonprofits to government-funded agencies like our post-secondary institutions, and just how if those organizations are mismanaged, there's not much in the way of public accountability for them. Unlike my world, where as elected official, people can vote me out, and I'm being exposed to a lot of those negative things.
Yeah.
So as an example, the University of Alberta, I will call them out because they were supposed to start a residency program for physicians here in Fort McMurray. They were given some funding and that task several years ago in 2020. And to this day, they still don't have anything started on the residency program. Only this year, when I challenged them on it, did they do one action item, and that's they're going to hire some position of a coordinator to come up to Fort McMurray and start working on this program 4 years after they were received the funding for this.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I've spoken with the head dean of the medical sciences at the University of Alberta, and, and you know, she tells me when I ask her about accountability, she says they're accountable to the taxpayers. But this is a prime example. Our residency program here in Fort McMurray is a direct result of their inaction.
Yeah.
And it makes me just question these organizations. And
so when you guys sit with them, like, how do you talk to them? Like, is it in regards to, like, do you have meetings? Is it like formal? Like, what does that those discussions look
we
like?
We did. Well, I think it was in January of this year that I was invited to a meeting where the University of Alberta attended, and our local Alberta Health Services reps were there. There were some folks from the community. They represent First Nations, and that's where they told us that they hadn't made any progress in the program, and they would give no answers, no reasoning whatsoever. They just stood there very contently just to say, no, they can't do the program up here in Fort McMurray. So I took the initiative along with our some of our HS folks to help me, and we identified a dozen physicians that are more than willing to take on medical students and residents and support that program.
Cool.
But we did in a very short time something that the U of A couldn't do in 4 years.
Yeah.
It's just depressing. It's just disappointing. And
so where do you think you're going to be able to move that now that you've, like, got this support by physicians and, like, the U of A is aware of it? If they're sending down an administrator, like, do you think that'll, like, really push this program forward now?
I hope so. Well, they have no excuses, and, well, they know they have me calling them out, and, well, we'll see what happens, but the hope certainly would be to start to get more medical professionals training here.
That's cool, yeah, because Keanu is an awesome institute. Like, I went there. I took business administration there, and then even when I was working, every once in a while, because my company would pay for, like, tuition, I would take a course at Keanu. as an adult. And like, it's an amazing facility.
It is. I've taken some programming at Canada as well. I got my first year of business administration from there, you know, back in the day, even did some upgrading and stuff like that from high school because I wasn't the most diligent.
Yeah.
Yeah. But right. No, Canada's a great institution, and they're being managed really well right now. And but again, they're not the issue.
No, it's
the University of Alberta of all institutions. Their medical programming, like these are the people we task with training physicians.
And
they just lack accountability. It's really unfortunate.
So other from the U of A, what you got going on?
Other than U of A, again, you know what? I just spoke with a nonprofit. I won't say who they are, but they're in real financial difficulties. They have a new manager in there who's running, who just started a few weeks ago, and he's inherited the most an organization that was really not financially well run, and they're in a lot of debt right now, and I don't know if they'll even survive.
Well, it's getting hard in Fort Mac now, right? Like, back in the day when you, like, one of the major things is when you had Syncrude and you had Suncor, those were two different people that you could go, or organizations you could go to and ask for funds. Now that is just Suncor. That's one. And, like, it's apparent. And, like, I am mad at them. I understand where they're coming from, too. You know, like, they're just one company, so they're not doubling the amount they're giving you what you get. So that does mean, like, the amount of funds that these non-for-profits are used to getting is going to be shrunk from, like, a major, like, oil sands provider, right?
Yeah, so. No, you're right. We have less companies and other organizations that are able to donate, and that's the unfortunate side effect. But that's no excuse for these organizations not to be managed well.
That's right.
And that's one revelation being an elected official that I've learned is you see well-run nonprofits, and you see some that are so poorly run, and it's so disappointing.
Yeah, if you don't have, like, a good executive director and a good board, like, it's very easy for, like, things to go off the rails.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I'm on the board for, like, the Multicultural Association, which is, like, unbelievably ran. Like, it's, like, I just had a meeting last night. Big shout out to Dango and the rest of the crew. But, like, I sit there and I'm in awe of the people who are around the table and, like, the discussions that are had to help, like, manage an organization like that. Because when you're dealing with, like, a not-for-profit, like, you need to make sure the P's and Q's are there. You need to have, like, everything in place because a lot of the programs you do are government-funded.
Yeah.
And so, like, the accountability is, like, definitely there. So, yeah you need a good board of directors.
Yeah.
And the ED, so.
No, very much. You're right, and the board is a key part, but they're, in this instance, they contributed to the downfall of this organization. Hopefully they can bounce back, but.
Yeah. Well, let me know who they are after we're done filming, and we'll reach out, because we love to help non-for-profits here on the show, so. Now, in regards to your free time, last time you and I were filming, this is like 2 years ago, maybe, like, you took me down a hill in Abasan, a hill that I didn't think we were going to make it up from.
Oh, yeah.
It was so hot. It was plus 30 that day we've
That's
been filming.
Right.
And then we had to, like, walk up that giant hill. But the view down there and the oil that was coming out of that, like, hill was amazing. What part, like, what was that, and how did you find that area?
That's behind Abasan. So I grew up downtown here on Fitzgerald, and just had friends all over downtown, and that was one of the areas that we would explore, and it was behind Abasan there.
Yeah.
And for anyone who knows it, there's a path down there, but it's the prime example of seeing oil seep out from the cliffside. And it's a reminder that all these waterways in this entire region carve through the oil sands. And so that's why there's oil in the water sometimes. That's why we don't play in these rivers and creeks as much as, because if you ever step in the sand, as you know, sometimes you come out with a leg covered in oil. It's a good reality check, right?
Mm-hmm. It was cool to see that place. Like,
I try to show everyone that because it's just such a beautiful little area. It's the site where the original oil sands development was. I think there's still a couple of walls left. People have covered it in graffiti, but
The remnants of that old building are there. Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Mac City Minute. But before we get there, let's throw to an ad. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we're back. Thank you very much, Carrie, from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is your favorite part of being a part of the Wood Buffalo political landscape?
It's meaning all the great people in our region. We have a lot of exceptional people. That's one thing that Fort McMurray does do, which people don't realize, is they attract amazing talent and people who want to succeed. They're willing to come up to this, what appears to be a desolate area on the map, and make a go of it. And you got to respect that pioneering spirit that people have when they come up. You know, a testament to yourselves, even.
Yeah, there you go.
Question number two. What is one show you watched as a child that still stands out to you today?
A show that, Sesame Street used to be good and honest. I still remember that show. Mind you, I have heard that they teach a lot more social justice and stuff now, or take that for what it's worth. Mm-hmm. As long as they do it in a good tone, I think we're good there.
Mm-hmm. Question number three, what was your go-to after-school snack?
My go-to after-school snack, honestly, would either be like peanut butter sandwiches or cheese slice in there.
Yep.
Instant noodles. I mean, it's not much different than what you do when you're in college, right?
That's right.
Question number four. What is your favorite way to relax after a stressful day?
Oh, boy. You know what? I just like to go home and throw on a pair of sweats, just comfortable clothing, and just unwind that way. I don't have much in the way of vices. Like, I don't really drink and all that. So it's just shutting down the phones and just being at peace, not even have the TV on or anything like that.
And your final question, if you could have a conversation with anybody past or present, who'd you want to talk to?
Oh my goodness. You know, I think someone like a Winston Churchill would be very interesting to speak to. You know, there's an example of a great leader who led the Western societies through some very difficult times. Mm-hmm. So I think he'd be a prime example. There's probably so many out there. I mean, Einstein, that'd be a neat guy to talk to, right?
I don't speak German, so probably.
That is true. Neither do I. That's a good point.
Churchill, though. That's a solid one.
I don't even know if Einstein was German, so.
Yeah.
I think he was, actually. I mean, he's Jewish. Did he speak English? I don't even know.
Yeah, he lived in the States for a while, so he must have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, like, I just started watching a documentary with my little son on Einstein.
Yeah, but he was German.
Yeah, I'm only like
25 questions.
There's 25 questions. I'm only like 20 minutes in, but he's a fascinating guy.
Yeah.
Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm.
I've said it on the show a few times. There is an awesome documentary on Sesame Street that everybody should check out. If you want your heart to be warmed, watch the Sesame Street documentary.
Fun fact, did you know Big Bird is different colors in different places?
No.
What?
Yeah, so Big Bird is like yellow in North America, but if you go look at Mexican Big Bird, he's like green and red.
Really?
Yeah. He's not yellow everywhere. They match certain Big Birds to certain colors for different areas.
For the local birds, I guess. Interesting.
That's cool.
Actually, I didn't realize that they even filmed internationally there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I just figured they would dub the whole thing over.
So, so that actually is great.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah.
I have a question for you because, like, I don't follow a lot of stuff online, but, like, this is something you probably know a lot about, the helicopters.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened with the helicopter program?
With our air medevac program?
Yeah.
So Heroes is still alive and well. And as a matter of fact, they have a good... a fundraiser happening this weekend, the gala.
Okay.
I think tickets are still available. So if you check out the Heroes website, that's the name of our local They're like stars, but better. Okay. Yeah. Everyone knows who the Shock Trauma Air Rescue Society is. They don't actually service this region because they don't have any helicopters that can reach here.
Right.
But here in Fort McMurray, because we're so isolated, we're so unique, Phoenix Helicopters has always provided their services for very affordable prices. I've personally flown with them myself as a paramedic, and I'm just happy to see that they continue that great work today through the Heroes program.
Yeah, and their helicopters are cool.
Like, you know what? Have you guys ever invited Paul Spring to?
No, like, Paul, reach out. Let's film. Like, we don't invite anybody. People just text us. Like, I've met Paul. Like, I've talked to Paul.
Yeah.
And I've been out to his hangar, which is just like,
you will love him on your show. Yeah. He's one of the few people in the nation that can do the heli torch stuff. Okay. His reputation is renowned. He even has a good reputation with Eurocopter, I think it is. That's who he buys all his helicopters through.
Okay.
Anyone who buys that brand of helicopter, they actually, the company actually tell people to go speak to him.
Wow.
So he's kind of like their impromptu ambassador. Yeah. So you got to get him on your show. He's got some amazing stuff.
I went out and filmed at his hangar. It might have been with you, actually. I'm not sure. But, like, I was blown away with how immaculately clean that place was.
Yes.
Because, like, some of my work has put me into, like, garages and heavy equipment areas, and I've been in a lot of shops. I have never in my life seen anything as clean as his.
Agreed. Yeah, no, he it's an amazing organization, well-run company.
Yeah.
You know, he has a son that's, I think he's grooming to eventually take things over. He's also a pilot, and, cool. You know, just a good old family-run company that has done exceptional service for our community.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys invited me to an event 2 weeks ago. It was a dinner in Edmonton. Yes. Phew! How often do you get to go to those, like, something of that magnitude? Because that was a lot. Thank you, by the way, for inviting me to go to that. But, like, that's something that was a huge event. So something like that for you. How often are you going to things?
Yeah, so we might go to two or three of those a year. So what Mr. Pierre's talking about is it was a political event, a United Conservative event, where the premier's dinner. And we invited people from all over to come to Edmonton. She had one in Red Deer, and she had one in Calgary as well.
Yeah.
And it's how we help fundraise, because political parties don't have any government funding. It's up to them to raise their own money and use that on things like advertising and spending, especially during elections and things like that.
Yeah.
And no, it gives many people an opportunity to hear from their leadership here in the province. And to meet a lot of the MLAs, like myself, so we try to go and attend as many of these as possible to support the team. And and for a lot of people, it's their first time to see Danielle Smith, Premier Smith, in person and hear her speak. So
it was really interesting, man. Like, for one, tons of people, all dressed very nicely. But what was interesting was, for me, was the youth. Like, you could see that there was, like, young people very involved in the system, which is very, like, I don't know, it makes me feel good that, like, young people still want to be involved in decision-making of any sort. May it be for this party or another, like, at least you have the youngsters showing up, and there's, like, a system that they can participate in.
Absolutely.
Which I thought was super cool.
Yeah, it's nice to see, and unfortunately, it seems when times are worse, that's when you see more of the youth get involved, because they see society crumbling. And, like, right now, you know, a lot of the rules are being imposed on us at the federal level are really hurting our economy and jobs. And the kids are starting to see that now.
Yeah.
And they're getting active, and that's good to see. Unfortunately, the reason why they're getting active is because things are going downhill pretty bad. Like Canada, we have a lot of debt right now.
Yeah.
If there is a new government next year, I hope there is, they're going to have quite the challenge ahead of them to get things in our house in good fiscal financial order.
Yeah. And so what are the things that you think would help with that?
Well, I think, obviously we have a lot of people administering a lot of different taxes, like the carbon tax, which doesn't do a whole heck of a lot of good, quite honestly, and a lot of people administering that, they could probably reduce those jobs, and they could do things like lower, here in Alberta, we lowered the the rate for it on commercial businesses. The end result from reducing it from 12% to 8% tax on businesses is we attracted more businesses to come to Haviland. They build airplanes. Yeah. They move from out eastern Canada out to Alberta because it's a lower tax regime. But now we're creating not only a lot of jobs here in Alberta for people to build airplanes, but to design and build them.
Right.
We've it's inspired a lot of investment in our post-secondary institutions to support the aeronautical industry. Mm-hmm. And the result is that's helping us to diversify.
Yeah.
So Canada needs to do that as a whole. There's a lot of criticisms if people were to read the paper now about this current budget that the federal government has put out, where it's discouraging businesses. Even doctors who run under a business model are being discouraged from even, a lot of them are talking about leaving because they won't make any money in this current environment if this budget goes through.
Right. Oh, so that's definitely something to keep the eye on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool. Now, as far as this summer is concerned, where do you spend most of your summers? Are you here in Fort McMurray? Are you down in Edmonton?
No, I'll be here in Fort McMurray. So in session, we have a spring session and a fall session.
Right.
So like from end of February to end of May, I'll be in Edmonton most of my time.
Yeah.
And then in the fall from like end of October till the beginning of December, we're in session where the legislature's open and we actually pass legislation.
Right.
But in the off time, I'll spend more of my time here in Fort McMurray, but we are asked to go to things like Calgary Stampede.
Of course.
As an example, I'm doing a report on Norden Development, I think I might have told you at one time, and part of that involves me spending at least 2 weeks minimum traveling around Northern Alberta. So my first leg, I'm going to Hinton, Grand Cache, Grand Prairie, High Level, Peace River and Slave Lake over the course of a week, and doing meeting with everyone from First Nations to Métis groups to chambers of commerce to municipal governments and different businesses and other organizations to get understand the landscape of development in the north.
Cool. And are you going to be driving or flying?
Drive.
What are you going to be driving for all that?
What's that? We get paid a basic mileage.
Yeah, no, but what kind of vehicle are you taking?
Oh, I have a Toyota 4Runner.
Nice.
I'll probably drive that, and I'm a Toyota guy.
Yeah.
And
me too. Big shout out, Norrell. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Fort McMurray. Sorry, Fort McMurray Toyota.
They are known as Norrell.
Ohab's so. Die Hard. Like, I met with their marketing team like last week, and they're like, and they have it on the building. It's Fort McMurray. Like, they're trying. And I'm just like, I'll try too, but like.
And their new vehicles are coming out.
Yeah.
That's like trying to not call it like Kasman Center.
That's right. I know it's not the Kasman Center. I don't even call it Kasman Center. That's Thickwood Arena to me.
Right?
Like,
you know, Centerfire is now what they call it, right?
I know.
So
we've talked
about it. We have to respect the companies that are investing in our community buying the naming rights. And
that's right.
Centerfire, they're kind of based outside of Anzac there, aren't
they? Yeah, they're a great organization.
Yeah.
They really give back. That's the one thing. I know Tanner told me time's up, but there's like, I went to the NABA dinners that they had a little while ago. The amount of Indigenous support in this community as far as like everything, but like money going in and like is wild.
We have some very successful First Nations organizations and groups here, so.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, proud to say we're in a community that has that.
Yeah.
Because not every community has successful First Nations like we do.
That's exactly it. Yeah. But anyways, my man, Tanner tapped his watch. That means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, as you know, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So I have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, my goodness. A shout-out and a shaming?
A shout-out or a shameless plug.
A shameless plug. Well, jeez, I'm drawing a blank here.
You always do, which I find hilarious because this is like your third time, and every time we get here, you're like, man, who am I going to shout out?
Shout out to our premier. She's doing a wonderful job. I hope people recognize that.
There we go. Awesome. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.